In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this day in which we celebrate the exaltation of the cross, we hear not only a short excerpt from the Gospels about the crucifixion, but also about the power of the cross, the preaching of the cross, and the foolishness of the cross. The preaching of the cross, according to the Apostle, is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. We'd best understand what the preaching of the cross is then, because we certainly see in the world that Christianity is being called foolish, and many other names much worse than that besides. And many Christians have no idea, or people who call themselves Christians, including those among the Orthodox, what Christianity is. Christianity is the preaching of the cross. Some people take this preaching of the cross to focus only and exclusively on some act of retribution and forgiveness that occurred on the cross. True Christians know that the preaching of the cross is not only about what happened on the cross at a moment in time for a few hours on a Friday. The preaching of the cross is to follow the way of the cross, the example of the one who is on the cross. He said he was lifted up, or he would be lifted up. Our Lord said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself." And so he was lifted up on the cross as an example, like a sign, like a billboard, if you will, that tells us what we should do. We should live like him. The preaching of the cross is to become like Christ. And the cross involves not just one act, but many. Because the Lord followed the way of the cross from the moment he was born. From the moment he was born, his face was set to Jerusalem. His purpose was to die, and then to be alive so that we would have life. That's the only thing he cared about. That's the reason why he became incarnate, to change our nature through a process of events. Not one event, but many. And the cross was the culmination of his preaching, at least his public preaching, because after his resurrection, of course, he privately told the apostles many things. Now, why is the preaching of the cross foolishness to the world? It's foolishness to many people who call themselves Christians because they don't follow the way of the cross. The reason why is because it is counter to our passions. It is counter to those inner sinful desires that we have. We desire comfort, ease, to be recognized by others, for our vanity to be stroked, our pride to be satisfied. None of those things is in the way of the cross. The way of the cross is to sacrifice ourselves for people who don't care. Because the Lord died for many people who murdered him and did not care about him. The way of the cross is to care for all, regardless of how they feel about us or what they do to us. That's not the way of the world. The way of the world is to exact vengeance upon those who harm us. The way of the world is to take what we can get, because there might not be enough. Now, we're civilized about it, and we still make sure that other people have bread, at least crumbs of bread in their mouths. But the way of the world is to think of ourselves first, and others second. And that's not the way of the cross. And that's why the way of the cross is foolishness to the world. So now we exalt the Holy Cross. Some people make this feast into more of a historical event, And then certainly it is commemorating the historical event where the cross was found after excavations by St. Helena, and it was exalted and glorified. It was touched along with the other crosses that were in the ground that were covered with rubble and refuse to a dead body, and only it caused the resurrection of the dead man. And the exaltation of the cross has been always a historical feast for governments, for the Byzantine Empire, to say that they have hegemony over the world and that they have power and that their enemies can be crushed. In fact, the O Lord, save thy people has been changed because it used to be about the emperor. This way of looking at this feast is actually quite worldly. The Lord said he would be lifted up and draw all men to himself. So today, brothers and sisters, he's lifted up before us. We're gazing at him on the cross. We're not gazing at someone who is dead, but someone who is alive and makes others to be alive. We're not gazing at someone who is weak, but who has strength. The kind of strength that allows himself to be taken advantage of by others, to be mocked by others, because only someone with true strength and purpose and character can allow such things to occur. So we're gazing at him on the cross, not because our empire can be furthered because of the power of the cross, but because he shows us the example and the way of the cross as he hangs on it for us. The wisdom of the world, I've just discussed that. It's about ourselves, our own thoughts. We see it all over in a political time like we are now before a presidential election. You see the wisdom of the world all the time. There's a stench with the things people say, the lies they say, how they pander to the weaknesses of people and their self-centeredness and their sinful desires. But the wisdom of Christ is to become like him, is to have holiness, compassion, humility, to strive for the one thing that is needful, which is to know God intimately. And the way of the cross is the only way that leads to knowing God. Many people call themselves Christians, but they don't understand the way of the cross. Let us not be among those people. The way of the cross is to give ourselves for others, to lay down our life for our friends. And if we wonder who our friends might be, they are not just the ones we like. The parable about the Good Samaritan covers that territory quite nicely. Our friend, our neighbor is everyone, including our enemies. So brothers and sisters, on this day, we celebrate a triumphant feast. Triumphant because the one who hung on the cross is not dead and makes us to be alive, and we have victory in him, but only if we follow his way, his humility, his sacrifice. If we don't follow his way, then there is no victory in the cross. And that is really the inner meaning of this feast. We must follow the way that the world considers foolish. And by the way, the world includes those that go through the doors of our churches. Because most people, in my understanding, in my experience, don't fully understand or sometimes even partially understand the way of the cross. May God help us to follow this way. Foolishness to the world, but the power of God to those who believe. Amen.